1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Your hardworking John Deere compact utility tractor deserves to be taken care of. And right now is the best time to get your equipment serviced at Prairie Land Partners. Choose from a silver or gold service package on compact tractors under 100 horsepower. Plus, they are offering hauling specials for your convenience. Visit PrairieLandPartners.com or call today to get your equipment serviced by a John Deere certified technician.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this third morning of October. 44 degrees on our way to 85 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Dr. Melissa Bailey, Emporia State Professor of Biological Sciences and Director of the Master of Science in Forensic Science Program at Emporia State. Dr. Bailey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Oh, I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. And Melissa is in to talk this morning about the Master of Science in Forensic Science program that they have a seminar series each and every year. And the first series of this year is coming up next Monday, which is October the 10th. And it's something that is a topic that is still touched on here locally all the time. The Kansas crime scene, and let's talk about what's coming up on Monday the 10th, Melissa.
I am so excited to have Bobbi Milner. She's a former writer and editor for the Gazette, and she's going to be talking about, the famous murder-ordained murders of Sandra Bird and Martin Anderson. We're calling it the Sinister Minister, and just really excited to have her insight. She just has such a wealth of knowledge about these crimes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the program itself, the seminar series. How did this all get started, Melissa?
With the seminar series?
Correct, yeah.
It's just something I'm lucky enough to know some practitioners in the field, and they were kind enough to start coming in just for our students at first, and then I started thinking that maybe this is something that would interest the community and the campus community as well, and it just kind of grew from there.
All right, so the first series is coming up on Monday, October the 10th, and as Melissa mentioned, it is going to be The Sinister Minister, the murders of Sandra Bird and Martin Anderson, and this is part one, and as Melissa mentioned, Bobbi Milner will be the featured speaker. This is part one of a two-parter as far as the series goes. Bobby, former reporter with the Emporia Gazette. So basically, how will this work on Monday the 10th? Give us where this will be happening and when things start.
So Monday is actually pretty special because with the first seminar of the series, we always have an open house. And so this is an opportunity for high school students that maybe want to be interested in ESU or forensic science, or just community members that are interested, or ESU students. They can come from 5 to 6:30. We're going to be in Science Hall 147. We'll be giving tours of our cadaver lab, our crime scene rooms. Our students will be talking about their research and showing some of the stuff that they do. And that'll be over around 6:30, 6:45. And then Bobby's seminar will be at 7 o'clock down in Science Hall 72.
All right, 7 p.m. is when the seminar will start. And I think you bring up a good point, Dr. Bailey. This is open to the community, right?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Okay.
We've been very lucky that we've had probably about half of our audience in any of the seminars has been community members, which is really exciting to me.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity, though, for students to get experts in their field in here, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, our students usually stay around and talk to the speakers afterward, and that's been pretty huge. Some of them have stayed in touch after the seminars with them as well.
All right, so this is coming up Monday, October 10th, The Sinister Minister, about the murders of Sandra Bird and Martin Anderson. This is part one. When is part two?
Part two will be the second Monday in November, and that is going to be featuring David Clam, who is now in the forensic science program at Wichita State. They have an undergraduate program, and he was actually a rookie detective working in Salina or Junction City when those murders happened. So he's actually got insight on the case as well, and he's also a former KBI agent. So really excited to have him kind of present more details after Bobby gives.
And Dr. Melissa Bailey, ESU Professor of Biological Sciences and Director of the Master of Science in Forensic Science Program at Emporia State, talking about the seminar series that will be starting Monday the 10th on the campus of Emporia State University. So are you still seeing, I know we talked to you in the past, Melissa, and there's been great interest in the Forensic Science Program at Emporia State. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I think so. I think, COVID slowed us down a little bit, but our incoming cohort's been fantastic. So we've got some really impressive students in our program.
So you mentioned part two of this speaker series coming up November the 14th. What remaining seminars do you have here in this school year?
Well, we've got the She's a Pistol. That was a really interesting case up in Kansas City area. That was a murder and an assault in a gun shop. That is coming up in February. In March, we have Alex Clale. Dr. Alex Clale. She's a forensic anthropologist at Washburn University. And then we're ending with the Deborah Green murders. That was a pretty famous case up in the Kansas City area. And we're actually flying in the trace analyst who has since retired. We're actually flying him in from Illinois to talk about that case.
Dr. Bailey, I've attended a few of these seminars in the past, and I've gotten to learn quite a bit about the field of forensic science in general. But how do you think that these kinds of events where you're giving a historical component along with maybe some of the information on how these cases were investigated really help your students more than just seeing the science of it?
I think that getting some context, also for them, some of these crimes happened quite a while ago. This one probably happened before most of them were born. And I think getting to see how forensic science has evolved has been huge for them. We talk about that in our classes all the time about how, they worked it this way because that's what was available, but now what could we do with that evidence? And so I think that's pretty cool.
Do you ever see students maybe utilizing some techniques from the past, or do you see people nowadays using some of those techniques from the past, maybe just in a different way, maybe an updated way, kind of a blending of yesterday and today? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, we actually do teach some of the, quote, older techniques. For instance, we teach serology, which is when you take a blood, what you suspect to be a blood stain or a body fluid, and you can test it with different chemicals, and that's a presumptive test, so it's not absolute. You can have false reactions. Nowadays, you would take that and you would send it to DNA if you got an initial positive. That, of course, wasn't available in the 1980s. Really that much. So it kind of used to stop there, but now we can take it a step further. So we do teach them some of the classic techniques as well.
So Dr. Bailey, how did the Kansas crimes theme come about?
Well, I was lucky enough to meet Bobby in the spring and through a mutual friend, and I was so excited to meet her because I've been fascinated with the murder, the Sandra Bird and Martin Anderson murders since I moved to Emporia. And I saw Vanessa speak about the She's a Pistol thing at a Kansas Division of the International Association for Identification, that's a mouthful, meeting in the spring as well, and it just kind of grew from there. I was, after those two agreed to be part of our series, I thought, what are some of the other things we could do? And so I'm just really excited that it came together as a theme this year.
Well, set the scene for us once again, Dr. Bailey. When is seminar number one?
Seminar number one's at 7 o'clock in Science Hall 72. We'll also have an open house from 5 to 6:30 in Science Hall 147.
And that is Monday, October the 10th. And obviously,
yes,
the public is invited to attend. Great seminar series, and been going on for, 4 years now?
Yes, yeah. It's hard to believe.
All right. Well, Dr. Bailey, hey, great job. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Dr. Melissa Bailey, Emporia State Professor of Biological Sciences and Director of the Master of Science Forensic Science Program at Emporia State. Their seminar series beginning a week from today, Monday, October 10th. The theme is The Sinister Minister, Tegan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've been to this series a few times. It's a very exciting, very fun time, and you learn a lot. You take something away from it you didn't even expect when you walk in there.
Newsmaker coming up tomorrow will feature Vicki Brooks previewing the Senior Life Fair, which is coming up October the 12th. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 729, 44 degrees. Good morning.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires. The Geolander 18.